Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm going to go back into what I've been going over. Renewing and renovating your thoughts, your mind. Like I said, I'm going to be on this for a bit because I need it right now, frankly. And it's helping me get through the day. I mean, there's so many. If you'd see how many curveballs I'm getting, it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable what's going on in my life with the business, with being overwhelmed with work, starting a new business. I mean, it's incredible. There's a lot happening. And I need something to stabilize. And if you're going through in your life and you're unstable and your mind's all over the place, you got to get to the Word. You got to start focusing on the things that matter to stabilize. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God. When you stay and steady your mind on God and His Word, it will keep you in perfect peace. And it's not a five senses peace. It's a spiritual peace, especially the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety or salvation. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous, but you have access to Holy Spirit. He'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on these. I want to start with Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5, because this is the one that's really... I'm just consuming right now. The thoughts are the calculations of the diligent. And again, those diligent are those who are steady in application or give consistent effort. Those people who give consistent effort, the calculations of their mind tend only to abundance or gain or plenteousness. But to everyone that is hasty or quick, only to want, need, or poverty. You got to think of gain. You got to think of goodness. Even recently, we're about to do a new business, and we had somebody come back to us and say, look, I want more than what, frankly, what they're worth. And the thing is like, and immediately I have a negative reaction, but I start thinking about it and like, you know, what's the godly, where should I walk in this godly sense? Is it, should we allow this thing to happen? God, what do you want? What's your direction? And in all frankness, we're going to go to God, and whatever he says, we're going to deal with. And it's painful to do that, believe me. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. And you have to be able to go to, number one, trust the relationship you have with God. Trust that it's not coming from you. And then also be willing to do whatever it is God wants you to do in that situation. And that's the way life is. But when you go to God, that perfect peace, it's going to come from Him. You got to think of abundance. This morning I was reading in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. It says, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. What is it? Pleasant words. Do you give yourself pleasant words? Are you filling yourself with pleasant words, or are they negative? Are they attacking? Are they always aggressive? Are they always against you? Are they always against other people? Because it's pleasant words that are sweet to the soul, sweet to your mind, as honeycomb. If you jump to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25, it says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul. Now, have you ever been in a situation where you're parched and you want water? As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Good news brings you satisfaction, satiates the thirst. Good news refreshes. What type of news are you putting in your mind and in your thoughts? I'm going to finish up with this. If you go to Luke chapter 12, verse 29, it says, and seek ye not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful of mind or have a doubtful mind. You're not to live in anxiety. You're not to live in fear. You're not to live in doubt. Don't have a doubtful mind. Verse 30, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and these things shall be added to you. The next verse, fear not, little children. What you think about makes you you. That's the seat. Your heart is the seat of your distinctive character, and what you think about makes you you. As he thinketh, so he is. What are you thinking about in life? Renovate your thoughts to what God says and stick to that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's an easy one. God, I put it in your hands. I give it to you. It's all in your hands, this situation. And I lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. He wants to know what's going on in your life. He asks you for your specific prayers of need, not just random. Pray the big prayers to him today. Pray the small prayers. Give it to him, every situation, and lift it all up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. It's always to God. It's biblical. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today and what's going on. I ask you for clear direction. I also pray, for that whole situation. I pray for the situation with the stumps and the dining chairs. I just ask that it all gets done and that it's a blessing and that I'm not wigging out on it. I also pray for the future stuff, which I know we're not to think on, but for the tables and just all that stuff that needs to get done and that you open that up and the time. I pray for the new person, or if we get two people or whatever it is, that it's not overwhelming, that you fiscally build us up and that we move in the right direction. I thank you for the opportunity to go to you each and every step of the way. And again, I thank you for the moments of my life. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.